الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, and also mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver, once again we thank only Allah Rabbul Izzat who has made it possible for us to gather here again to attend a majlis in which we will make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We recited Surah Yasin Sharif and we read Durood and Salam upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we'll make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only with the fadl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the hadith we have read many times before, which is narrated by Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, where he says Rasulullah sallam said that whenever there is a gathering in any of the masjid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, any of the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or whenever there's a gathering sitting, making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then angels surround such a gathering. Malaika come down. And Allah's rahmat envelops such a gathering. And sakina, peace, tranquility comes over this gathering. So angels are surrounding this gathering. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has got this special mercy over this gathering. Then this tranquility, this peace, and وَذَكَرَهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي مَنْ عِنْدَهُ. Allah makes mention of this gathering. Allah makes mention of this gathering by the gathering of the angels. Allah boasts to the angels, these are my banda in the dunya, they are making my dhikr. To make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a very, very great ni'mat from Allah Rabbul Izzat. It is only whom Allah chooses, whom Allah gives tawfiq, to engage his tongue in his dhikr, that the person is able to take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is, we will read from a booklet that comes out every month, alhamdulillah, from our Hazrat Damat Barakatum Al-Aliyah, alhamdulillah. His health is improving slowly. May Allah ta'ala grant him complete shifa'i kamil, ajil, mustaqir, daim. Hazrat Kim Akhtar Sahib, Damat Barakatum Al-Aliyah. There is a magazine that comes out, Al-Abrar. Now even the title of these Ahlullah, the kitabs, and even the booklets that they have, it's all linked to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They remind us of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They remind us of taqwa. They remind us of good character, of piety, al-abrar, the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in this there is an article, Dhikr ilahi ki fazilat, which is compiled by Mufti Amjad Saab, who is an ustar of Darul Mazad, but is also the Khalifa of Hazrat. So in here is mentioned Allah Ta'ala ki ek bahut bari ni'mat jo kisi ko ata ho wo hai kisi ke dil mein Allah ki yaad aur uska ihtizar hona. It is such a great ni'mat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah blesses any individual that in his heart he has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his heart and he is mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has istihdar of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dunya ka qaida hai, ke jis ki muhabbat hoti hai, wo uska dhikr, uska tazkira, har jaga, har mehfil mein karta hai. In the world we find, any person who has a beloved, any person who likes some person, and then wherever he may be, he will always make mention of the beloved's name. Any gathering, any place, all the time, talking about his beloved. Mathalan, example, jisko baap se muhabbat hoti hai, wo har ek se apne baap ki baat hi karta hai. Whoever loves his father, then wherever he may be, with his friends, with his colleagues, at his workplace or in college, university, wherever he may be, all the time he is talking about his father and all the good qualities of his father. Hazrat Mufti Azam Pakistan, Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahab, rahmatullahi alayhi, ke walid muhtaram intiqal ke waqt farmani lage. Hazrat mentions, Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahab Rahmatullah Alayhi, who we have been mentioning quite a few, regularly now, he was the Grand Mufti of Pakistan And he's the father of Mufti Taqi Saab and Mufti Rafi Saab. So he mentions that when his father was about to leave this world, as he was passing away, he mentioned, فرمانے لگے شفیع بھول تو سب جاتے ہیں لیکن تم نہ بھول جانا. Address Mufti Shafi Saab, his son, and he said, Shafi, Muhammad Shafi, everybody will forget us. Once we leave this world, everybody will forget me. But you must not forget me. So Mufti Shafi Saab Rahmatullah says, Mufti Saab Rahmatullah نے فرمایا کہ یہ جملہ مجھے ہمیشہ یاد رہتا اور دن میں ایک مرتبہ ضرور سورہ یاسین پڑھ کر اپنے والد کے لیے ایصال ثواب کرتا ہوں. This is this sentence of my father. I never forgot. That Shafi, don't forget me. So the love of my father spurred me on that every single day of my life, I read Surah Yasin Sharif and send the sawab to my father. Now this is a lesson for us. Those whose parents have passed away, at least one Surah Yasin. And if we can't recite Surah Yasin even, then at least the three quls and send the sawab for our deceased parents or grandparents or family members. اگر کوئی عورت اپنے گھر میں امن سکون چاہتی ہے تو خاوند کی رضامندی حاصل کرے گی اور اس کا دل جیت لے. Any woman, any wife, if she wants to win, or if she wants peace in the house, she doesn't want to hear any quarreling, any fighting, so she'll win the love of her husband. لہذا جو اللہ کو پانا چاہتا ہے تو اللہ کی محبوب اور پسندیدہ چیزوں کو اختیار کرے اور اللہ کا یاد کا استحضار اور دھیان ہر آن دل میں رکھے. In a similar vein, that person who wishes to get Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he should do those things which are beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He should do those things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes. And in every second of his life, every second, every minute, he must be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. حدیث شریف میں ہے کہ آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے فرمایا اللہ کے بعض بندے ایسے ہیں جن کے بال گرو آلود اور پرا گندا ہوتے ہیں, دنیا میں ان کی کوئی حیثیت نہیں ہوتی, لیکن اگر وہ اللہ پر قسم کھا لے تو اللہ ان کی قسموں کو پورا کرتے ہیں. So there is a hadith of Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. There are so many people in this world who are disheveled, they are covered with dust, downtrodden, people don't know them, don't recognize them. In fact, in one hadith it is mentioned, if such people have to propose for any girl, they will be rejected. If people are invited for a dawat, then these people are left out. They have got no place in society. People don't look up to them because they are very low profile people. But they are such in the eyes of Allah that they have such a contact with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If they have to take a qasam in Allah's name, then Allah makes sure that Allah fulfills their qasam. When they say wallah and take a qasam on whatever they need to say, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes it upon him to fulfill their promise. So Hazrat mentions, uski wajah ye hai ki wo Allah ki pasandida aur mahboob kamo ko ikhtiyar karte. Why is this? Because these people are always doing those things which are beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which Allah ta'ala likes. Because they are pleasing Allah, Allah will please them. Aur unke dil mein Allah ka khiyal, اللہ کا استحضار, اللہ کا دھیان ہر وقت رہتا ہے. All the time they are mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. اللہ تعالیٰ نے فرمایا کہ عقل مند لوگ وہ ہے جو اللہ کا ذکر کرتے ہیں, کھڑے ہو کر بھی اور بیٹھ کر بھی, لیٹنے کی حالت میں بھی ذکر کرتے ہیں. اللہ says those who are ulul albab, the intelligent ones, are those who make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, they are mindful of Allah Rabbul Izzat all the time, whether they are sitting, whether they are lying down, whether they are standing, whatever the condition, they are not negligent of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ka dhikr aisi cheez hai, jab aadmi aqeedat aur muhabbat se Allah ka naam dhikr aata hai, Allah ke naam ka wird padta hai, to Allah aisi halawat aur mitas ata farmate hai, ki usme itni rahat aur ladat hoti hai, ki usko ya to Allah janta hai, ya dhikr karne wala banda janta hai. Any person who makes the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with genuine muhabbat and love, He is sincere. And that is why we mention all the time, when you make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then take the name of Allah in a beautiful way. In dunya, if we call our beloved, then we make sure that we call our beloved in the most sweetest ways. Even that person who's got a gruff voice, a very coarse voice, he'll also try and make his voice try as sweet as possible. Why not then, when you take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, why don't we make that attempt to take Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name in the most beautiful way? With full concentration, when we say Allah, then we must have this consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah is watching us. Allah is Sami', Allah is Basir, Allah is Hakim, Allah is all powerful, Allah is so kind, Allah is all loving, Allah is Ghafoor Rahim. Remember the qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when a person takes a zikr of Allah in this way, Allah gives him such mitas, such sweetness, such enjoyment, that only Allah and this person know what type of enjoyment this person is enjoying. What type of sweetness he is enjoying. It is something a person can't describe. Hadith Sharif mein hai, ki Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha ishaat farmati hai, ki Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam har waqt Allah ka dhikr karte rehte the. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all the time he was engaged in the dhikr of Allah. Quran Pak mein hai, ki dunya ki har cheez Allah ka dhikr karti hai. Is mentioned in the Quran also that every single creation of Allah, the plants, the trees, the animals, the insects, the fish, all make the dhikr of Allah. The only thing is that we don't understand the dhikr. Aur Quran ka ye bhi alan hai, ala bi dhikri Allahi tatma'innul qulub, ki Allah ta'ala ka dhikr aisi cheez hai, ke ushi se dilo ko sukoon aur rahat hasil hoti hai. Allah dhikr is such that this is the only thing that gives contentment, peace to the heart. ورنہ اللہ کی یاد کے بغیر زندگی میں بے سکونی اور بے اطمینانی ہی بے اطمینانی ہے. There's only restlessness, پریشانی. There's no اطمینان when there is no ذکر of Allah تعالیٰ in a person's heart. When that heart is void of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's remembrance, then such a person's life will be a restless life. جدید سائنس کی روح سے کوئی بھی شے کسی چیز سے خالی نہیں. مثلاً بوتل میں پانی نکال دے تو اس میں ہوا آ جاتی ہے. Any container, if anything, the contents of the container are removed, then what will happen? It will be filled with air. اسی طرح گھروں کو خالی رکھا جائے, ان میں آبادی نہ ہو, جن بھوت آ کر بس جاتے. So anything which is left empty will be filled with something else. We had a bottle, we had some contents in it, we removed it. So immediately what comes into it? Air is filled. That house which is remaining vacant for a long period of time, nobody is staying there. After some time, what happens? We find jinns begin to live in that house. Becomes a haunted house. Nobody wants to stay there. They can hear noises, they can hear sounds. In a similar way, aise hi, agar Allah ki yaad se apne dil ko khali rakhenge, to usme shaitan aa jayega. That heart which is khali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is void of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who will come and reside in the shaitan. جو انسان کا دشمن ہونے کی وجہ سے اسے طرح طرح کی مشکلات میں ڈال دیں گے. And because shaitan is the enemy of man, shaitan will now put this person into different types of difficulties. اللہ تعالی ہمارے دلوں کو اپنی یاد سے وابستہ رکھے. آمین. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep our hearts filled with him, with his nur, with his love all the time. Let us try and remove from our hearts ghairullah, everything besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore, every dhikr majlis we mention, that the purpose of the dhikr majlis is for ta'aleem, to teach us to be mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that when we go home on a daily basis, when in solitude, we make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or we are sitting together, we make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is ta'aleeman. We have these programs to teach us how to make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We all are learning. Nobody is perfect. But when we say la ilaha, then we make nafi. We remove from our heart all those evil passions and desires and egos that we have. The last two majlises on a Monday, we spoke about the nafs in detail. So this nafs and shaitan, which are our enemy, And what happens? The nafs, the taqazir of the nafs, when the nafs pulls us towards evil, and when shaitan makes us commit that evil, then our heart becomes corroded, infested with sins. That black spot grows in size. It engulfs our heart. Person's heart becomes heavy. He becomes lazy in his ibadat. He does not enjoy his ibadat. Namaz becomes a burden to him. Dhikr becomes a burden to him. Tilawat of the Quran becomes a burden to him. He can't remember when last he read the Quran in Majid. He can't remember when last he made send durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Person becomes far away from Allah's mercy. So la ilaha. Therefore the pride we take out, the anger we have, the jealousy, the malice, the love of dunya, the love of all those haram women. We cast lustful glances the entire day. So all these things come and corrode our amal and corrode our heart. The noor of our heart becomes lost. So we say la, we ponder and reflect over our gunas, and we say that we are scrubbing our hearts with that hard brush. And all those, that filth is coming out, and we say illallah. And we are filling it with the noor of Allah. Like that flood of water that's gushing forth and coming and just cleansing and purifying our hearts. And every crevice and every hole that was filled with evil now is being removed. And it's taken out. That evil filth is coming out. And now just noor is coming into our heart. And therefore, whilst making dhikr of Allah, sometimes we go into a different type of realm. We feel so close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The body feels some shiver. Why? Because now we're enjoying the halawat, the mitas of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who is Allah? Allah is our creator. Allah is our nourisher. We're not taking the name of any other person, any makhluk. We're not taking the name of any idol, or any false deity. We're taking the name of Allah who is ma'bud haqiqi. So la ilaha illallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. Especially in these times of fitna. This period of December, January, I mean the schools are all closed and everybody's on holiday. Then we know what things happen. And of course on Monday also we mentioned, when Mufti Shafi Sahib rahmatullah had mentioned, the azab of bepardagi. When there's no hijab, when there's no parda, there's an intermingling men, women, everybody, whether they are in fairs or any events, even though on the pretext of Islamic fairs, whatever it may be, we have to be on guard, we have to be careful. If we realize we are answerable for our own gunas, our own deeds, we will stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let us have the heart of a lion, not that of a fox. Let us fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we take that first step towards Allah, Allah will make everything easy for us. And do not feel that everybody else is enjoying and we are missing out. Never. Those who do not have television and videos and all the haram filth in their homes, they're missing out on nothing. Their time gets passed in a far greater way. So nobody is saying you can't have halal entertainment. Nobody is saying you can't have halal, but there is a time, there is a place, there is a method in which you should have that halal entertainment. Let us worry about ourselves and our families, our wives, our young daughters, our young sons. Otherwise, if we are going to ignore these things, then we are going to suffer later. We can see the conditions throughout the entire world. Our Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, many of you may have heard that last program that was sent out, where he is crying. You can see with what pain, and this is after he had an operation. He spoke about fitnas. So even in his operation time, his mind was somewhere else, worried about the ummah of Rasulullah. And therefore, he should keep on crying in his dua and pleading to the people, for Allah's sake, don't go to those places where your iman is at stake, or your izzat is at stake, your taqwa is at stake. At times, shaitan and nafs will tell us, never mind, you can go in hijab and go there. But any place where there is great danger that we are going to fall into some type of sin, then we should refrain from that place as far as possible, unless there's an urgent need for us to go there.
It is a simple thing. Nothing difficult. But if we regard these things as hard and so difficult, then it remains difficult for us. Lifelong it will become difficult. Nothing will become easy. If we are sincere to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we don't fear the reproaching of the next person. We are sincere and loyal bandas of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, I love you. Ya Allah, I want you to love me. Ya Allah, therefore I am prepared to give my life for you. Ya Allah, everybody else is enjoying. Ya Allah, you give me your pleasure. You put enjoyment in my heart. The food of our mashayikh ahlullah, most of them were poor. In the sense that they didn't have the material position that others had. The food, dar roti, simple. But I can promise you, when you see them eating, you feel like eating with them. Such lazzat, such halawat Allah would place in the food. Mawlana Faqir Muhammad Sahib, rahmatullah, used to cry. One lukma of food is put in his mouth, he used to cry. Ya Allah, teri di hui ni'mat hai. Ya Allah, this is your ni'mat, your bounty. How often, when we take one lukma, do we ever think of all that? So the idea of this zikr is to make us conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So even our a'mal, our interaction with people, our business dealings, our transactions, when we meet people at home, how we behave with our wife, children, with our parents, with our family members, with our neighbors, then we have to fulfill each person's right. Then we are true zakirin and zakirat. Person can make entire day and night, take tasbih and make Allah Allah, but if he is indulging in haram and not fulfilling the rights of people, that he's not a true dhakir. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the haqiqat of dhikr, inshaAllah. What time is that?
La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 لا
Everything else is saying the name Allah with us. The skies are saying Allah, the cloud is saying Allah, the clouds are saying Allah, the sun is saying Allah, the moon is saying Allah, the stars are saying Allah, the earth is saying Allah, the mountains are saying Allah, the rivers are saying Allah, the oceans are saying Allah, the birds are saying Allah, the animals are saying Allah, the angels are saying Allah, jinn is saying Allah, man is saying Allah, even the hair on the body of a mu'min is saying Allah. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu wa Ta'ala Sha'nuhu. Allah, 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 Allah,
شاهدي الله معي الله 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 كيسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ 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 کوئی مجھ سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں کوئی مجھ سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں کوئی مجھ سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں ہو جائے میرا میں ہو جاؤں اس کا یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا ہوں لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم اللہم لک الحمد کلہ ولک شکر کلہ لا نحصی ثناء علیک انت کما اثنیت علی نفسک اللہم یا اول الاولین ویا آخر الاخرین ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا أكرم الأكرمين يا حنان يا منان يا بديع السماوات والأرض يا رؤوف يا رحيم يا مالك يا كريم يا مغني يا صمد اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك المصطفى خير الخلق كلهم جزا الله عنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك فاغفر لنا وتب علينا فاغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا أنت المقدم أنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا الى احد من خلقك طرفه عين او my most beloved Allah, my most kareem rahim, my most beautiful Allah, my most kind and my most generous Allah, ya Allah guide us my Allah, ya Allah you guide us my Allah, ya Allah you forgive us my Allah, you protect us my Allah, ya Allah protect our iman my Allah, protect our lives my Allah, ya Allah protect our properties ya Allah, protect our wealth, protect our parents and our children my Allah, ya Allah protect our masajid wa madaris wa makatib ya Allah, protect every ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ya Allah make hifazat of our iman my Allah, ya Allah grant us taqwa my Allah, ya Allah taqwa wali zindigi naseeb farma, Allahumma aati nufusana taqwaha wa zakkiha anta khairu man zakkaha anta waliyuha wa mawlaha, ya Allah you become ours now my Allah, make us yours my Allah, ya Allah hum gunegar hai,
ہم سیاہکار ہے، ہم خطاکار ہے، ہم مجرم ہے، یا اللہ ہم سب کچھ ہے، یا اللہ وی آر ایوری تھنگ مائی اللہ، وی آر فیلیئرز مائی اللہ، وی آر سینرز مائی اللہ، یا اللہ وی آر ڈسوبیڈینٹ سلیو آف یورز مائی اللہ، یا اللہ وی ہیو اینگرڈ یو مائی اللہ، یا اللہ وی ہیو ناٹ لسنڈ ٹو یو مائی اللہ، یا اللہ بٹ سٹل مائی اللہ یو آر غفور رحیم مائی اللہ، وی آر یور بندہ مائی اللہ، یو آر ٹو کائنڈ، یو آر ٹو مرسیفل مائی اللہ، یا اللہ فورگیو اس کمپلیٹلی مائی اللہ، ایوری میجر سن مائنر سن وی کمیٹڈ مائی اللہ، ان دی ڈارکنس آف دی نائٹ، ان براڈ ڈے لائٹ، ان پبلک، ان پرائیویسی مائی اللہ، عمدن خطأً نسیانن، وٹ ایور سن وی کمیٹڈ مائی اللہ، یا اللہ یو آر ٹو لونگ مائی اللہ، فورگیو اس مائی اللہ، یا اللہ پولیش اور ہارٹس مائی اللہ، پیوریفائی اور ہارٹس، ہمارے دلوں کو مصفا مجلا مزکا بنا، یا اللہ میک اس فیل لائٹ مائی اللہ، یا اللہ میک اس فیل لائٹ مائی اللہ، میک اور ہارٹس شائن ناؤ مائی اللہ، ود یور لو مائی اللہ، اینڈ دی لو اف رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، یا اللہ فورگیو اس، فورگیو اور پیرنٹس، اور وائفز، اور چلڈرن، اور مصلیز، اور فرینڈز، اور متعلقین، دی انٹائر امت اف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، آل دوز ہو ار پریزنٹ ہیئر ٹونائٹ، اور مدرز اینڈ سسٹرز لسننگ اوور دی ریسیور مائی اللہ، یا اللہ گائیڈ اس مائی اللہ، اسپیشلی ان دی ٹائمز اف فتنہ مائی اللہ، یا اللہ اٹ از دی ٹائم اف ہالیڈیز مائی اللہ، یا اللہ پروٹیکٹ اور یوتھ مائی اللہ، پروٹیکٹ اور وومن فوک مائی اللہ، پروٹیکٹ اور مین مائی اللہ، پروٹیکٹ اور ایلڈرلی مائی اللہ، پروٹیکٹ اور ینگ چلڈرن مائی اللہ، پروٹیکٹ اور علماء مائی اللہ، Ya Allah, protect every one of us, my Allah. Ya Allah, keep us away from those places of fitna, my Allah. Ya Allah, you protect us, my Allah. Give us that shu'ur and understanding, my Allah. You help us, my Allah. Give us that himmat, my Allah. Give us that himmat, my Allah. Give us that itminan of our heart, my Allah. Give us sukoon, my Allah. Give us that mitas of your dhikr, my Allah. Give us halawat of iman, my Allah. Give us the lazat of your ibadat, my Allah. Ya Allah, you just become ours now, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us yours now, my Allah. Make the fast of hidayah. My Allah, give us that hidayat, ya Allah. Keep us on sirat mustaqim, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make us become deviated, my Allah. Don't make us become misled, my Allah. Don't make us be on dalala, my Allah. Make us be on haqq and hidayat, my Allah. Make us become a sabab and means of hidayat, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us become beacons of hidayat, my Allah. For millions and billions of people to enter in the fold of Islam, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection. Your ma'rifat, your qurb, my Allah. Give us your closest, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us your walis, my Allah. Make us your friends, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from the sharr of the shirir, from the fitna of the fitteen, from the hasad of the hasidin, from the dhulam of the zalimeen. Ya Allah, from all evil and filth, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us that himmat and courage to abstain from all major and minor sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those working for umrah, my Allah. Make the umrah easy, ya Allah. Make it maqbool, my Allah. Ya Allah, whoever else is going for any vacation, my Allah, make it be a vacation in which they have taqwa, my Allah. Ya Allah, they perform the 5 times salat, my Allah. They engage in dhikr, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not make them indulge in any haram, ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us barakat in our businesses, my Allah. Give us barakat in our rozi, my Allah. Open the skies, my Allah. Open the doors, my Allah. And pour your sustenance over us, my Allah. Make it be halal and easy for us, my Allah. And make us utilize it in the right sources, my Allah. In the right avenues, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us lot of barakat, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us barakat, give us halal rozi, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those who are sick and ailing, my Allah. Give them complete shifa-e kamil, adil, mustaqir, daim. Allah, so many who have got different problems, my Allah. Some got heart problems, my Allah. Somebody got a stroke, my Allah. Somebody got different problems, ya Allah, with the kidney, ya Allah, with the eye, my Allah. So many are sick, my Allah. They have not been diagnosed yet, my Allah. Ya Allah, masoom children are sick, my Allah. Elderly ones are feeble and they're sick, my Allah. Grant each person, my Allah, whether he's got cancer, whether he's a heart patient, ya Allah. Males and females, ya Allah. Young and old, my Allah. Grant them shifa, shifa-e kamil, ajil, mustaqir, daim. Especially our mashayikh and our Ari Billah Zakim Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakat Mun Aliyah. Ya Allah, make his fez aam and taam, ya Allah. Ya Allah, do not make us mahroom of his fez, my Allah. Ya Allah, all the marhumeen grant them jannatul firdaus, my Allah. Especially the marhumeen of our families, my Allah, and our mashayikh, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us shahadat in your path, my Allah. Give us maut in Madinah Sharif, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us bariyal in jannatul baqi, my Allah. Grant us the shafaat of Rasul Paak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, in the day of Qiyamah,
Grant us the Hawz al-Kawthar water from His Mubarak hands, my Allah. Make Him be waiting for us there. Ya Allah, with a broad smile, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, with His hands open, Ya Allah, waiting for us, my Allah. Make us go running to Him, my Allah. Ya Allah, we just want to embrace our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, we just want to place our heads on His Mubarak shoulder, my Allah. To feel the coolness of His shoulder, my Allah. Make us enter Jannah with Him, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us enter Jannah without any reckoning, my Allah. In the company of our beloved Rasulullah sallam and the Sahaba ikram, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect us, Ya Allah, from the fire of Jahannam. Protect us from all azab, especially the azab of the qabr, my Allah. Protect us from every big and small fitna, especially the fitna of Masih al-Dajjal, my Allah. Protect us, our family members, our children, the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallam. Ya Allah, whatever murad, whatever hajat we have, Ya Allah, especially our brothers here and our mothers and sisters at home, Ya Allah, fulfill all our hajat, my Allah. Ya Allah, there's so many people. Ya Allah, we've got domestic problems, my Allah. Ya Allah, women are suffering, my Allah. They are suffering, my Allah. They're being bashed, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant them sukoon, my Allah. Grant them a blissful, happy life. Ya Allah, create muhabbat between husband and wife, and parents and children, my Allah. Ya Allah, fulfill all our hajat and needs. Allahumma kashif al-ghamu, faraj al-ham, mujib da'wati mutarina, idha da'uk, rahman al-dunya wal-akhir, wa rahimahuma, farhamna fi hajatina kulliha biqadaiha, wa najahiha rahmatan tughrina biha an rahmati man siwak. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhuriyatina qurrata a'yun, wa ja'alna lil-muttaqina imama. Rabbana taqabbal minna, innaka antas samiul alim. Wa tub alina ya maulana, innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati ma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursalin, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.